All right, thanks a lot, Beetle. Joined now by Patriots head coach Bill Belichick. And coach, first of all, how was your bye? Do some brushing up on some things.
Yeah, got a few things knocked out, but yeah, good break, but good to be back.
Two teams coming off a bye, great environment, played in a great environment last week in Baltimore. These fans in Philly should get after it, and anxious to see how your team operates under some adverse conditions again.
Yeah, this will be a good test for us. You know, Eagles are a good football team. They're well coached. They got a lot of good players. As you said, it'll be a lot of energy in the stadium, big game. And, yeah, I think we're all looking forward to competing.
Talked to you this week on the TV end of it, and I thought you said something interesting. You know, as a unit, you're getting some guys back on offense, two guys off injured reserve at some point, Lacoste getting healthier. How does he trend in? How's N'Keal Harry trending? I know Isaiah Wynn's still way out, but you're not getting anybody back on defense. How much should those guys help you guys offensively?
Well, yeah, we'll see. They're certainly moving in the right direction and, you know, getting closer. We'll see, you know, how it goes today, and we look forward to having as many healthy bodies out there as possible.
You look at Philly, and I'm sure you looked at the tape last time you played these guys. How much have they changed? A lot of the same coaches, a lot of the same schemes, but other than the quarterback, what really stands out for you?
Yeah, it's there are a lot of similarities. Again, the players are different, so that makes things different, but schematically, they're pretty similar to, you know, what they were a couple of years ago. Schwartz on defense, Fipp on special teams, and Peterson on offense. Like everybody, they've evolved and, you know, do some things relative to their personnel and to try to gain an advantage and so forth. But fundamentally, it's the same basic schemes.
They're pretty nicked up outside the receiver position. We talked about Aguilar and how physical he is, but they have some pretty good tight ends in Ertz and Goddard. How's that combination of tight ends look when you look at them on film, is some of the things, some of the problems that they give you?
Well, they pretty much split their offense between 12 and 11 personnel, so I think they're probably equally comfortable in either one, but if they need to use one group a little more than another, I think they're comfortable with that. So you know, we'll see what they give us today, but I would expect to see both, but it might be more of a 12 game if that's the way they feel about their receivers.
Played against guys like McCoy down here, Sproles is on IR now, but this kid Sanders, how good does he look? Young kid, pretty fast though.
He is. He's right in that mold of explosive backs. You know, he's been a returner for him, been in the return game. So, and, you know, he's had several big plays on runs and passes, screen passes, catch and run plays, things like that. So he's elusive in the open field, fast, hard to tackle. Looks like he's going to be a good player.
Your front seven, good challenge for them. One of the better offensive lines you're going to face here as far as the teams you'll face, with Dallas coming in next week too.
Yeah, it's a very experienced group with Peters in there. Peters has missed a little bit of time, and they've gone with the rookie Dillard. But, you know, Smallo, Kelsey, Brooks, and Johnson are all very experienced. So when they have those five guys in there, they're probably as experienced as anybody in the league.
You know, they have a lot of injuries, and some guys have been shuffling in out on defense too. But Fletcher Cox pretty much anchors everything down for him. He and Graham in the front, pretty good viable front for them.
Yeah, you know, Cox is a very disruptive player. He's athletic, very powerful guy that can anchor in the middle, but also, you know, gives that inside pass rush, which helps their ends, who are fast guys coming around the edge, not allow the quarterback to step up. So they have a very well-coordinated defensive system and the players to fit it.
You look at their discipline, too. They're not heavily flagged, sort of like you guys. That tribute to coaching, fair to say?
Yes, they don't make a lot of mistakes. They make you beat them, and they don't commit a lot of penalties. They don't turn the ball over a lot. They don't have a lot of big errors in the game. They play very tough and competitively and usually force their opponents into one or two of those. So we're going to have to avoid those type of plays and see if we can come up with a couple ourselves.
Big incident happened in the league. I'm sure you saw it, the Cleveland-Pittsburgh game. How much do you use those type of things to teach your team things you can and can't do in the National Football League moving forward?
Well, we've talked about a lot of the elements of that game on a fairly regular basis, just so, you know, we all understand it. Yeah, and every once in a while when plays come up that are significant, we, you know, go back and talk about them. But, you know, it's always been a part of the game. It's a tough physical game. Sometimes things happen out there that set off a little bit of a spark. But as a team, we have to keep our poise, composure, and go out there and execute and play good football. So that's what we'll try to do.
All right, Coach, great. Good luck today against the Eagles. Good luck getting back in the win column.
All right, appreciate it. Thanks, Scott.
All right, throw back up the Beetle at Splitsville.